Okay, welcome back to Project Independence and Youth Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. Obviously, everybody knows at this point in time, this is the Christina Liu Show.
Yes.
And we're going to start it off. I have my question, which will come a little bit later. But we're going to start it off actually with Christina telling us about the aging in place in suburbia, which is one of the biggest things going on, and it's tremendous.
Yeah, it's very exciting. You know, we're plowing along, getting all the exhibitors and scheduling all the breakout sessions. And it's going to be on Wednesday, September 30th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. And the theme this year is Living Better Today, Planning for Tomorrow. And what's really nice is that Project Independence is, you know, we just coming up on our 10 years, and it's just a celebration of everything that's been accomplished and where we're going to go. So it's exciting. And our keynote speaker will be the New York State Comptroller, Tom DiNapoli. We'll have all kinds of other people, you know, doing presentations. Like I said, we're going to have the Circle of Support. It's going to be one of the breakout sessions, which is just something that I think will just really impact a lot of our Project Independence members' lives. Because, like I said, we're all about planning.
Right.
So
no,
you
don't
want to just cover, you know, and that's what I think is just so important that we try to stress. And I think with this show also, it just shows you what's out there. You get an idea of, you know, you don't want the emergency ever to occur. You just want to, you know, I said, and for your family, the Circle of Support. I'm sure David has seen, you know, the Circle of Support and the different advisory committees were influential in as well. So that's going to be one of the options where there's going to be a nutrition demonstration about cooking for one. So that, or cooking, you know, quickly and easily making it last. So that will also be there. Project Safe will be presenting, which I know has been very popular. And it's just, and on top of that, I mean, there's going to be tons of exhibitors. So you just get to know who's in the community. And like I said, it's about getting the word out there. And, you know, Project Independence isn't trying to provide all the services, but we want to be able to connect you to whatever is out you know, existing already. So it's great. And, you know, like I said, we got sponsors for the conference. We have
Well, to get sponsors this big, it proves that this is a very significant
conference. Yes, it's wonderful. And, you know, the support of it is just amazing of the community. And North Shore LIJ had signed on to be one of our support sponsors. And then PSEG we just got this week as well. And AgeWell and Parker Jewish also will be sponsoring the conference. So it's very exciting for us. And it allows us to put on, you know, a great conference, which is great. And we just really want everyone to know that transportation is available, because I know parking can be an issue sometimes. So there's going to be transportation from all different centers around the town, the Great Neck Social Center, the Port Washington Senior Center, the Friendship Baptist Church in Roslyn, there's going to be all over the place, the American Legion in Williston Park. So if you call 311, because we need everyone to register, because it does fill up very, you know, very, very quick. So in order to make sure you have a spot, call 311 or 869-6311, and they'll ask you if you need transportation, and, you know, you say yes or no. So
the important thing about making a reservation is 2 years ago it was a huge event. It's going to be bigger this year. So you do run the risk, because there's capacity.
Yeah, well, I wish we could accommodate, you know, everybody, but unfortunately, there is capacity, and we want to keep it, you know, safe for everyone.
Right.
So we just, you know, if you want to attend, please, please, please register. So it should be great. There's going to be, and on top of that, you know, there'll be all different things going on throughout the day. You know, you can get, there's going to be blood pressure screenings, and, you know, you can meet the nurse or the social worker. There's literally not going to be a dull moment. So,
and I like exhibits only from the point of view that you don't have to talk to somebody. You know, you make a phone call. They want all the information. What do you want this for? You walk up to a booth. You want information on whatever the particular topic is. You just pick up the flyers.
Absolutely.
And thank you very much, and you just keep walking. You read it when you go home, and you say, I'd like to follow up on this.
Yeah, it utilizes your time very, very efficiently.
Right, 100%. I think it's a wonderful idea.
To say nothing of the ballpoint pens you get.
Exactly.
And the bags.
I get some of my best pens from those things. But I really would tell everyone, it's been just, it's a great experience every year, and lunch is provided. There's a light breakfast, so, you know, it's definitely call 311 if you're interested.
Yeah, and that's another reason, too, because when you have to order food and bring it in for 500-600 people, it runs out.
Yes.
Yeah, if it runs out, you're going to have a couple of hundred.
Right, 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 right.
We don't want that.
No.
So in addition to all the great things that are going on in the town, there's Fun Day Monday. There's two more Fun Day Mondays, which I can't believe. I just remember. I feel like it was just yesterday we were talking about the summer, so we just got to hold on to those summer days. So this Monday, August 17th, will be the Mardi Gras theme, which will be great. And then, which is, you know, works with our segment we just had, on August 24th is going to be the salute to our veterans. And which is great. I mean, it's just a wonderful, that's my favorite one. And it's the last one, which is always, you know, just nice. And they also pair it with a classic car show. So along the beach are
you
all
these.
You
said that last week, which I didn't
they're
know.
They're amazing, amazing cars. And the owner is there to tell you about the car. And it's it's beautiful. That's one of my favorite things is to walk, you know, that strip and you just see all these magnificent cars.
Right, right. Oh,
yeah, they're great looking.
It really is just. And every year there's something new and different, which is very exciting. And that's from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., and that's at North Hempstead Beach Park. And in addition, they also have a little food market going on. I don't think it's going to be at the last one, but it'll be this Monday. So you can get fresh fruit, different like little fruits and produce and stuff, so it's nice. And then
that you buy?
Yes. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I had no idea
it's like
how
a little like market.
Oh,
know?
Okay,
so,
okay.
Yeah.
Like, okay. Farmers market, okay.
And then in addition to that, you know, which is great, there's all kinds of exercise classes at every Fun Day Monday. So, you know, there'll be line dancing, there's Zumba, there's fitness, there's yoga at all different times. So I think it's just nice. And like we always say, it's a beautiful beach. So, you know.
Oh, when the day is good, and every Monday has been pretty good, I think, for you guys.
Yes, yep.
They have not
had to do a rain
just yet. Walking around there, there's sand, there's shade, there's everything.
Yes.
It's just, and the restrooms are perfect. So honestly, some seniors say, oh, I don't want, there's enough of them all over the place, and they're all maintained very nicely. It's a great day. Not even just a great day Monday. It's a great beach to go to anytime.
Yes.
7 days
a
week.
Yeah, what's nice on
day.
Fun Day Monday is that parking is free. So, you know, that's what's
oh, okay,
good
that's true, too.
You don't have
that's
to worry about
right,
parking
right.
on for that. You know, they cleared it for that day. So it's great. So definitely check it out, and especially check out the vet one because it should be a really nice day and
now,
a chance
would,
for upset.
I would be there Monday, but I have a Romeo's meeting.
That's right.
This Monday or every other Monday?
No, first and third Monday.
Oh, it's first and third. Okay.
Let David tell us a little bit about the Romeo's.
Retired Older Men Eating Out.
Yes, and David is the founder of the North Hempstead Romeo's.
With Christina's help. Because
I was just going to say, did you do it alone, David?
I read an article about it, and it was over in Great Neck, I remember. And I approached Christina and said, hey, what do you think? Does this have legs? And she said, I know three or four men who might be interested. And there you go.
And now they have, I think there's about 28 people signed up for
it. Yeah, our regulars are about 12 to 15 regulars.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And anything, there's only one rule. You may think that the idea somebody put out is stupid, but you don't say, he's stupid.
Right, okay, that's fine. Yeah, right.
I know, I think that's always great because I've had the pleasure of hearing some, you know, topics might get heated and conversations might get heated, but everybody walks out as friends.
Yeah.
And it was just, you know, conversation.
Yeah, no ad hominem attacks.
That's what it's supposed to be. I mean,
yes,
we can disagree, but we're having lunch together.
Yeah,
like,
civil conversation.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, so it's always, and I just think it's great too. I just love how it's blossomed. You know, it started off just one Monday every month. Then it became two. Then even one of the men has, you know, breakfast in addition to that. He'll invite people over his house. So it's really, I just think it's an amazing. And I actually was talking about this a couple of weeks ago, David. What I thought was so great is that you met actually someone who lived on your block.
He lives about two blocks away that you didn't even know.
And I think it was just, you know, a nice little brought you guys together. Which
The three of us from East Williston go to the meetings. Yeah. It's fun. We enjoy it.
Yes, good. We'd like to hear. So if anybody's interested in the Romeo's, you can call 311 and
In fact, there's a branch that, remember the Westbury Senior Center with Maureen Droge?
Mm-hmm.
And she was on a couple years ago, I think. And she called me and said, would you come and talk to us? There's a group of men I'd like to get them interested in. So I said, sure, whenever you're ready, let me know. I went over. So there was a group going.
Yeah, and that's what's always great. I said the Romeos are like little ambassadors. You know,
they'll go around.
And anybody that wants to know about or hear about it. And I think it's great because even new members are sometimes nervous to go in. But the Romeos will welcome you. They'll talk to you, you know, and bring you in.
What's good, let me add this. Men do not socialize normally.
Right. Right, and that's what you had originally said.
When you say normally, explain what you mean. Yeah. They don't normally do it, or they're not normal when they socialize.
It's a combination, yeah.
Well, it's always, married couples, we're going to get together. Well, I'll put my wife on.
Right.
Well, have your wife calling out. That kind of, women socialize. Women, there is no red hat club for
so I'm going to bring some red hats for the Romeo. You
know? Yes.
Oh, I'm not going.
So it works. It really works.
No, it's wonderful. So
we've cured the problems of the world, you know.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, the Romeos can do. And what I think is great, you know, last week we had Jerry on co-hosting the show. And
right.
What I think is great, I said about the Romeos also, is that they're so proactive and that they'll, you know, arrange speakers to come, you know, different political officials who may be running a bunch of different town departments. And I think it's just great because they, you know, are aware. And like I said, most of them are very involved with all kinds of project and
right, and
have been there from the beginning. So it's just great that they're, you know, that you guys do that. I think that's just, you know.
Yeah, we've had a number of town officials come and talk. Just tell us what you do. What
is what's going on? Right. It's a social. Yeah. How long is it? An hour, 2 hours? I went to one once.
There we go. There's no real end time.
Okay.
Until the bridge players
run you out of town.
We meet at the Atrium Cutter Mill.
Right, okay.
And they've given us space to do it and coffee.
Nice. Oh, that's perfect.
And around 2:30 or so, the bridge players come up and start.
Oh, okay.
Forget our Romeos.
No, but we ignore them. We usually run to, you know, if it's an interesting topic, we'll run to 2:30, 2:45.
Nice.
And we start around noon.
Yeah, it's great. It's wonderful.
Yeah, it's we all look forward to it.
You know, that's another reason. It's 3-1-1 because, again, people are sitting around doing nothing. And they'll say, I didn't know there was a group. Oh. And if they don't like it, they don't have to come back. But
that's
go
right.
Meet the guys and have something neat. You can leave in the middle of it. Say, I have an appointment.
We've had a couple of men who are residents at the Atria and wandered by. And they're enjoying. They joined in. Sure.
Great.
Perfect. No, I think that's a great idea.
Good. So now I think we have a break. Yeah.
Terrific. Okay. You're listening to 88.1 FM, Project Independence in You. We'll be right back.